What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Cam. I'm sitting here with my lovely wife, Victoria Logan, and we are your hosts for the show, for the podcast, Everything Is We. My barber is currently calling me right now. I can't answer. Sorry, bro. Don't try to change my cut. I need to get fresh Friday at noon. Man, we're back. This is episode 5. I thought last week was episode 5, but it's not. This week is episode 5. We took 1 week off because it was our 10-year wedding anniversary. Woo, woo. Betty, woo, woo. And hey, then we came back last week, and we talked about how Vicky wasn't what I thought I wanted.
That's not what you put on the title.
I know. I'm just saying it now because it's provocative. It gets the people going.
It should have been provocative in the title, so people would have clicked on it.
It gets the people going. You heard me? So now it is another episode of Everything Is We After Dark. And it is currently 9/11. Moment of silence.
Where were you at?
I was in middle school. I was sitting in class. I want to say it was science class because I feel like we had labs that day. And we had a substitute teacher, but I don't remember. But I know we watched a video that day and they rolled when they rolled the TV out on the big box in the We watched something that day and then
they changed the channel.
They changed the channel because what had happened?
Did you get to go home early?
I believe so.
They let us go home early, too.
I believe so.
And we all sat on the floor and we prayed. I remember that. It was a scary day.
Yeah, it wasn't no praying going on in no public school.
No, I'm talking about when we got home.
Oh.
No, when we got home. No praying. I didn't even get to be at school that long. They let us go after,
Wasn't no praying going on.
After the first, they was letting us go home because we watched a little bit of it on the TVs, and then they were like, yeah, y'all got to go. Wow, you weren't even alive yet fully. You were only 2. Oh, wow.
So that was 2001?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dang.
That boy was still.
So you don't know. You don't remember 9/11.
That boy was still swimming in his daddy's testicles.
That's crazy. He doesn't remember 9/11. That's wild.
Dang, Lexus, you really got a young one.
Lexus don't remember.
Lexus, you don't remember 9/11?
I remember being at school and then not being at school.
Dang, you was at school.
You didn't see that they didn't show y'all the... I guess you were too young, huh?
Yeah, she was in school. You got a vet.
I was in school when, you would go to school from, either 7 to, 10 or...
Oh, yeah, you were in one of those. You were, pre-K.
Shoot, you got a vet.
That's crazy. I can't even imagine a life where 9/11 doesn't exist because that was so life-changing for us. We really thought their bombs were going to drop on us. We thought we were going to die. That's crazy. It was literally the scariest day ever for a child. To go to school and see planes being blown up on TV, buildings crashing. It's pretty traumatic.
Crashing.
That's why millennials are the way we are.
A lot of crazy things happen in our lifetime. And I don't want to name them all because, there was
there's so many.
The Sandy Hook stuff.
I know.
Crazy stuff was going on.
Literally, traumatizing.
All the time.
We're traumatized. We're triggered.
All the time. Lexus, my dear sister, who many of you all think Xander looks like, and he kind of does. You know what it is? Because I was looking. I was like, I'm really trying to see, what they see. But it's the eyebrows. Y'all have longer eyebrows. He has perfect
Dragon Ball Z eyebrows. He has my eyebrows, but because Lexus fills her eyebrows in, they take a similar shape.
True.
Well, your eyebrows aren't naturally like that.
They're not that long.
They're not.
Xander got them. He got long eyebrows.
He do. He got the wraparounds.
No, I got the wraparounds. Mine come right down.
No, remember you used to tell me that when I would fill my eyebrows in real long, you was like, your eyebrows go around the whole eye. But that's because I used to have a lot more eyebrows.
You did. And I told you this. Now you want to confess. I told her this and she was like,
No. I still have a lot of eyebrow. No. I do. I still have a lot of eyebrow. I don't have as much as I used to. I still have a lot.
Bae.
I don't let them grow out.
I love you. But no.
They're thinning out. The hairs. They're not as thick.
Yeah.
But it's still the same amount of eyebrow.
How?
It's the same amount of hairs. They're just not as thick.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. I know my eyebrows. I know how they grow in. It's okay, babe.
I've done your makeup.
He actually has, if y'all haven't seen that video. Cam actually low-key is a makeup artist.
Like, don't play on, I feel like Chad. Ocho, don't play on my top now. Don't play on my top now, huh? Come on now, babe.
You've done a lot, babe.
Listen, I'm a vet. I'm a vet out here. I know about the Demi Wispies. I know about NARS Galapagos. NARS
I don't even know if they still make that eyeshadow.
But I'm a vet in the
Why
game.
Was I putting sparkly brown eyeshadow in my eyebrows, guys? What was I doing?
Listen.
Who was I?
You was doing stuff. You was I really trying, was. You know?
I really was. I didn't have no money, so I was just doing whatever I could with my makeups.
Listen, nevertheless, I know they're not, you know. But yeah, Xander and Lexis, they got the squinty eye, long eyebrow vibe going.
The squinty eye?
But he looked like his daddy.
He was squinting because it was bright outside. We was all squinting. I had the squinty eye too.
I did too. You was laughing hard for it because you had that vein down the middle of your forehead.
No. See, this is why. See, did you see my evil eyebrow pop up too?
I don't think I chose that one.
Oh, okay. I was trying to explain to people what my evil eyebrow looks like, but
it looks like, do you smell what the Rock is cooking? All right. Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to get straight into my vow. And then Lex, like I was saying before I went off on tangents, like I typically do. You know, I got to see.
He's never gonna live this down.
No, because then on the clip I posted on TikTok.
Yeah, you did mess up a couple times.
I kept doing it, and internally I was getting so frustrated, but my brain be moving faster.
You didn't even choose the clip that I wanted you to do.
In the words, no. Listen, I got it. The next one.
You always say that, and you only post one.
I'm gonna post it as soon as we get off here, because on TikTok it don't matter.
Okay, sure, it does matter, but okay.
Timing.
Yeah, nobody's up right now.
Everybody's up right now.
I'm not up. I'm asleep.
You're old to TikTokers.
I am. I'm old. People got to go to work.
Next time we come on, we should just roast each other the whole time.
Rib sesh. It's a rib sesh.
Oh my goodness. Who? Y'all should have heard Daniel roast my outfit yesterday.
Wait, did you know that she could hear you?
Yeah, I think he did. He said it right next to me. I was right there.
No, I said it to her.
You said it to Lex,
You said it to Lex.
You said it to Lex.
I said it to Lex at first, and then I asked you.
Oh, okay.
We were right by each other.
So, I mean, it wasn't like he was trying to hide it.
Oh, I thought he was like, yo.
He was. But you know he talks low anyway, so it low-key did sound like he was like just telling Lex. That's why it was funny. It was so funny to me.
That's hilarious.
Okay.
That's funny.
I was standing there. I'm like, how did you get there?
How did you get to this?
How did you come to this conclusion? You know, I wish I could
Everyone
record.
Referred to our latest Instagram pictures.
I wish I could record me getting ready, but it wouldn't be complete because I'd stop recording because I'd think I'm done. And then when I come downstairs, I'm not done.
I need to wear Neuralink.
Yes, like I need somebody to follow me around and watch me get ready to leave the house because it's chaos. Cam saw me change shoes 7 times,
and I kept saying, "Let's go."
That's why I ended up in the Uggs because I was like, "He wants me to leave now, so I gotta do
something." Come on, trying to get to church on time.
Well, because I knew it was gonna be 50 degrees yesterday, so I was like, "Ooh, it's gonna be hot, so I'm finna wear some shorts."
That's crazy.
That's so crazy.
Well, okay, and then I also have done similar outfit with like a striped top and those shorts, but then I had on, I don't remember what shoes I had on. So I was trying to recreate it. It was actually, yeah, it was probably summer. That was last year. So, mm-hmm. Anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
back to what I was saying. Today's going to be a speed pod as we're 10 minutes in. Speed pod.
It's not going
to
be no speed
pod. No pauses. You just got to say it. If it comes to your mind, say it. Don't spray it. Don't delay it. Let's get to it. So we're going to start with our verse of the week. I'm too far away from my buttons. Verse of the week. And this scripture, I did a TikTok on it. Go watch it. I was about to say subscribe to my TikTok. Follow me on TikTok. Follow me on Instagram. Follow me on Vine. Follow me on Facebook. Don't add me on Facebook because I'm not accepting no friends. Because I don't want to see what y'all doing. But yeah. Anyway, here's my verse of the week. It comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 12, starting at verse 9. But he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly in my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. For the sake of Christ, then I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities. For when I am weak, then I'm strong." The principle in that is, it's so important and vital for us to understand that we can do nothing of our own strength. I taught on this on Sunday. There's two types of strength. There's an inner resolve. There's an inner resolve to come to a conclusion, to endure, to fight through, to get through, to go through. And then there's physical strength. The strength that you can look at someone and tell that they're physically strong, right? The physical strength of us going to the gym, working out, training, going through, lifting heavy weights, trying to get stronger physically. But your physical strength cannot help your inner resolve. And your inner resolve oftentimes does not correlate to your physical strength. So we as a body of believers need to come to the understanding and conclusion that when we recognize that we can do nothing of our own power, and it is through the power of Christ, that's when we actually become strong. For when we are weak, he is strong. That's my vow.
Full circle moment.
Boom!
I'm pretty sure that was my... pretty sure I used that scripture when I posted. I hate that I just did that in the mic. Oh my god!
You highlighted. This is... I have Vicky's iPad right now. So if y'all judge it, this lavender, this is her.
In your lavender.
This is hers.
I'm pretty sure I used that scripture for when I posted the birth photos. Or maybe it was a different one that sounded like that. But if I highlighted it, it might be. Well, I highlight a lot of things. I don't know. Anyways, full circle moment because Xander's almost won. Okay, so my scripture is Proverbs 3:21. And I'm going to read the AMP. Can you give me the versions when y'all give y'all scriptures? Because I be... when
this
I
is
be
ESV. Editing, I'm typically always ESV.
When I edit, I be like, ooh, that's not the right one. I want it to be the right one. Okay. And it says, "My son, let them not..." Can I read it in this accent? I hope y'all don't mind. "My son, let them not escape from your sight." Talking about wisdom.
What version are you in? Because I'm in the AMP.
I'm in the AMP.
You did say AMP.
"But keep sound wisdom and discretion, and they will be life to your soul," parentheses, your inner self, close parentheses, "and a gracious adornment to your neck, your outer self," in parentheses. "Then you will walk on your way of life," in parentheses, "securely, and your foot will not stumble. When you lie down, you will not be afraid. When you lie down, your sleep will be sweet." So basically what that's saying is, like, when you have wisdom, you have peace. Because when you wise, you make decisions that don't cause you to be up at night. Because when your decisions is wise, you ain't worried about, you know, things happening to you. Or, like, you just, it's a lot of fear that come with doing stupid stuff.
Amen.
And not doing the right thing. And you know it's not the right, like, if you just make wise decisions, your life will be so much more peaceful. And you can sleep better. But also, it says it'll be, I like the, I love the, this is why I like the amps, because it gives you the parentheses parts, and I like the parentheses parts. It says it would be life to your soul. Cam was just preaching about soul. It will be life to your soul, your inner self. Okay, so when you have wisdom, it gives your inner self life, because you don't feel, it's just a feeling you have when you don't, when you know you didn't make the right decision, you feel like dead inside, you know? And I don't know, like having wisdom, it's just so key to have wisdom, guys. And I feel like a lot of times we be asking, well, not me, but well, sometimes I do. But sometimes like we ask questions like, man, especially when, okay, so being an adult, like making decisions is really hard when you make decisions. And I feel like we've talked about this before, where like we feel like, man, like did I make the right decision? You know what I'm saying? But if you have wisdom, you don't have to think that way, because you can like just have peace knowing that, okay, I used wisdom to make this decision. You know, I prayed about it. God gave me instruction. So I'm not going to be wavering on how I feel about it. But when you don't make decisions with wisdom, you be feeling like, ooh, why did I do that? Oh, I don't know if that's the right decision. Oh, I don't know if I, you just be going back and forth, and it's like you're unstable and you need that stability. You know what I'm saying? So I like the wisdom scriptures. They really be like getting my mind right. Okay. Cause sometimes I got to make decisions, and man, like, why are we adults? I just be wanting to be a kid sometimes. Like, do I have to make a decision about this? I really don't want to make the decision. Somebody do it for me. But then like, I don't know. Anyways, that was my scripture.
It's good. That's good. Minister Daniel. Okay.
Mine kind of go with yours, Cam. 2 Chronicles 12. This is the ESV. Our God, will you not execute judgment on them? For we are powerless against this great horde that is coming against us. We do not know what we do, but our eyes are on you. We do not know what to do, but our eyes are on you. That one, just simply put, like you said, when we're weak, we just, when you've come to the end of yourself, God is the focus. You just got to trust, because he came through in the end.
He gonna, hey, Xander, agreed with
the
that.
Amen. Corner has spoken.
My God.
The amen corner has spoken.
Great scriptures, guys. We want to hear what's you all's vow in the chat. Let us know down below. Y'all have been, I read all the comments, and y'all be blessing me with some of y'all scriptures, because y'all be in y'all word. And that's what we're doing in 2024. We're reading our Bibles more. Huh? Say it with me. In 2024, we're reading our Bibles more. Because how can you say that you love God if you don't read his word?
I want to say something.
If you don't keep it. His commandments. I love God. You don't love God? What's wrong with you? Scripture says, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. Proverbs 3 says, write these commandments on the tablets of your heart. How can a young man keep his way pure? By taking heed to the word of God. Huh? We got to know the word. And in order for us to know the word, you got to read the word and listen to the word and meditate on the word day and night, so that you might not sin against it. Hallelujah. Glory be. All right, cool. Back to the speed pod. All right. So there were some questions I have been thinking about. Vicky likes deep, thought-provoking questions. Okay. And so I was trying to think as I was pontificating on the great excellencies of the intricacies of our lives. And I also thought that it would be pretty cool if maybe Lexus and Daniel were to chime in here and there, because I'd also like to hear the perspective of the generation under us. Even though Lexus is in our generation.
Lexus is on the border.
No, she's in there. Millennials goes from,
you're at the edge. You're at the very edge of millennial. 96 is the cutoff. She's the very edge.
She right there. So I want to hear some of their thoughts on some of these too. All right, so we'll start with the controversial. How do y'all say it? Is it, I like to say controversial.
Controversial?
And some people like to say controversial.
Who says that?
People. You're wrong. I don't like that.
You're wrong. You're saying it wrong.
Controversial. All right. Y'all ready?
You're doing it wrong.
Okay.
He's chose with lust.
How does he know that?
That's hilarious.
Did you see the new one they did?
No.
They did a part two. Bro, they got graphics. He going in, bro. They cold.
Y'all.
Somebody did Christian
anime, and it was just so funny to me. Okay.
Dude opened up speaking in tongues. It was hilarious. Who say you can't be saved and have fun? That's what I'm trying to figure out, man.
How does he know that?
I'm trying to figure this out, man. Listen, you can be saved and have all the fun in the world and still be saved. Holy, righteous.
Struggles with
my God. All right.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Here it is. Now, this question all depends on how you define a friend. So first, let's define a friend.
All right. Is a friend.
What is a friend to you? Because Vicky, as we know, Vicky don't just throw that term around.
I don't.
So what is a friend to you?
A friend.
Speed round. What you just gotta say it. Whatever's on your heart.
There's different types of friends.
Like a real friend.
A real friend? Well, the Bible says a friend sticks closer than a brother. So I have different levels of friends.
All right. So in this instance, we'll say a friend is somebody that you talk, somebody that you're in constant communication with, you talk to often.
A close friend.
Like y'all like
inner circle friend.
We're not talking about associates. We're talking about friends. Okay. The Bible says a friend sticks closer than a brother.
I just said that. You didn't hear me? I just said that.
You were saying it's so sweet and cute.
Okay. I think that's the first time we've ever described anything me doing as sweet. But all right. Okay. Okay, so go.
All right. Is it possible? Y'all ready for this? Is it possible to be friends with an ex?
No.
No.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Is that everybody's?
Do we all agree that's a no? But Lex don't have any exes. Do you have any exes?
No.
Oh.
But even people, like, I feel like I used to have a crush on back in the day. Like, I can't be your friend.
Yeah.
Because if we start to hang out too often, I don't want no possibility of, I think I still might have a crush.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That's sweet. Y'all don't have any exes. Wow. That's so beautiful. I love that for y'all. Cam has plenty.
Whoa.
Well, I don't have that many exes. I only have like barely two.
Double homicide.
One and a half. Neither one of those relationships were actually like real relationships.
Shots fired.
Cam is my only serious relationship ever. So, but you had a couple. You had like two.
I, sad to say. This is why I am one of the ones that says I don't believe in teen dating because. You know,
you had your heart broken.
I put myself through a lot.
Oh, you want me to give
not like nothing crazy, but you know.
But you know. No, somebody. But you've had your heart broken before.
Yeah.
That's so sad. I'm so sorry. Where they at? I'll fight them.
That's funny. I used to think that. No, I was just playing. Yeah, I agree. Like like friends.
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. That's tough. I don't know. Sound off in the chat, y'all. Are y'all friends with y'all exes?
If we're going off the definition you gave of like inner circle talk consistently enough, like probably venting a little too, I just feel like the line can get blurred quick, especially if there's past feelings. Not that it's impossible. Like you said, it's just not wise.
It's not wise.
So play with fire if you want to.
Mm-mm. Yeah, name I can't. It wouldn't have been.
Yeah, and this is why I also believe this is just wisdom. And I'm gonna take my own advice. I'm just gonna say it. You shouldn't even be friends with people that you think are attractive,
like sexually attractive.
Yeah, like friends. Like you shouldn't be in constant communication with people that you think are attractive.
Because there's a difference between thinking somebody's attractive and being attracted to somebody.
like, or yeah,
somebody you can think somebody is attractive, but it's not like one of
it's like knowing yourself, because the kind of person I am, I'm very charismatic. I can talk to anybody, you know, and then conversation can, with me being nice and whatever, like things can get blown out of proportion, and then you can go and take the conversation to a place that it should not go.
Right.
And that's how the devil creeps in. Right. So that's just wisdom. That's just wisdom. Other people have talked about that, people who won't be named because we're not trying to give them no.
Well, yeah, if we're going to go that route, I might spill some tea.
Let's see.
But I know people who have been friends with exes. Yeah, just not a good idea. It's not a good idea.
Never mind. I was going to go somewhere and then, yeah, I'm not trying to.
Like, it's weird to invite people that you smashed to your wedding.
Ooh.
But. But I, Lexus, you learn things.
All right, here we go.
You learn things. Been to a lot of weddings.
Should you change who you are for your partner?
Yes. Well, define change. You said speed, so I just said the first thing off the top of my head.
All right, so.
Define change who you are.
No, just give your perspective on healthy change versus non-healthy change.
We have a whole episode about this, but we definitely have changed for each other, for sure, 100%.
But it wasn't like changing the essence of who I am.
No, no.
Right. And it wasn't you changing.
We also were 12 when we met.
Exactly.
So.
You're naturally going to change. So plus change is inevitable.
It's very much inevitable. It's either you change for good or for bad. So
should you, because when we say, when this question says, should you change who you are? I think the question is really asking from basically an abusive standpoint.
Oh, well, no. Again, there's levels to change.
Like, oh, I can't do this and I can't do that. And I'm not allowed to because, you know, and that's abusive. And so, no.
There's levels to this, you know.
All right. Here we go. Y'all ready? It's about to get juicier now. Should couples have access to each other's phones, social media accounts and emails and passwords and all that stuff?
Yeah.
Lexa said resounding yes.
I mean, you don't have to go through it, but I mean
we have each other's
we
stuff.
Do so I mean
I don't have
I logged out of your Instagram because I didn't like all them notifications. You got too many notifications for me.
I keep meaning to log out of yours because every 2 minutes, she has like 17 viral posts and people be using her sounds. And all I see is ding, XYZ used your sound. Ding, X. And I'm like, yes, oh, this is killing me.
Yeah. Sorry, guys.
But yeah, I mean, you get to a point where.
I mean, I like having your location. I just like to watch you drive places. Though. It's fun.
That's different. And well,
Where's he going now?
And you still
look, he's on the highway.
You still ask.
Yeah, like,
and she still.
He's literally a sim in my life. I'm playing Sims.
Where are you? You know where I'm at.
Yeah, but like, it does. That doesn't mean no. I don't ask where you are. I'd be like, when are you coming home?
Nah.
Are you on your way home?
Sometimes you'd be like, babe, where are you?
I ask you specific questions. Are you on your way home? Are you gonna stop by some food? Get some food for me.
What'd you think, Daniel?
I think so. I feel like if you can't, y'all should dig into that.
Mm.
We don't have specific passwords, but we got like Face ID and that open everything. And now with Apple, you just go to settings, Face ID, and you can look at all the passwords you need.
Right.
Yeah.
I feel like if you don't got nothing to worry about, there ain't no reason to.
Then there's no reason.
But then some people be like, you should just trust me. Like, you don't.
We didn't do it out of distrust.
I'm not saying that y'all did. I'm just saying.
Well, people, I was saying for the other people, like, yeah, we just did it, thought it was funny. And then we pick each other's phone up on accident.
I mean, we've talked about this before, but there was a time where I was going through your phone looking for stuff. And, you know.
Right.
But that didn't mean that I wanted your stuff so I could go look through it. I already had it. I already had access to your device. So.
Right.
It wasn't like you gave it to me and I was looking because I was trying to find something.
But yeah, sometimes there are times where, you know, you be like, oh, I wonder.
I just happened upon.
If I go through stuff, I'll go through it in front of him. I'd be like, what's this? Not like in a weird way, but I'd be like, what does this mean? You're like, oh, this was funny because in 2013.
One thing for me that I like to do is if Vicky posts something about Xander or something like in her stories, like I want to see what people are saying on her phone. So like, I'll be one.
He's also taken my phone and scrolled through my Instagram feed because mine is better than his. He's like, wow, this is so interesting.
Yeah. Sometimes I like to go through her feed because like,
your feed is so sportsy. All sports.
It is all tech. I'd be so bored.
It's so boring. Like, ugh, there's no color.
Yeah, like for hers, it'd be very aesthetic. So sometimes, like, I get inspiration from going through her Instagram as opposed to going through mine.
Yeah.
And then, and you know, I have technically three. So I have mine. I have my Cam on the Cam page. And then everything is we. And then the church. And
at this
the point. Churches is boring because it's just all ministries. And then my Cam on the Cam is all tech. It's all cameras. It's all drone shots and drone cinematic videos and desk setups and all that. Like, and I love that. But then, like, I get on Vicky's and it's colorful and it's, it's boots and it's
boots
dresses and it's Opali and it's
Opali. Ew.
I don't know.
I mean, not ew. Sorry. Some people wear Opali. It's okay. It's, you can wear Opali if you want to. It's not my style.
And it's hair and it's style. And it's like, man, this is cool.
The baddie aesthetic is not for me. But
that's so funny. All right.
It doesn't work for my body type.
All right. Here we go. Is it fair for one partner to have significantly more power in a relationship than the other?
Define power. I need definitions for this stuff. You can't just say things. Define power. Questions. Right. But I mean, I feel like some of this is just so subjective because what is power?
I don't know. First thing that comes to your mind.
More power. Like, I don't know what that means. I know there can be power dynamic struggles, but like that looks different for every couple though. When it comes to power dynamics, like some people it's financial. Some people it's like, who runs the house? Some people it's...
Maybe it's like the pants.
Where who wears the pants? So is it fair for one person to wear more pants than the other? I mean, wear bigger pants? Is it bigger pants or more pants?
Do we not like that question?
To rephrase it, if I guess with your... You said it's different for every couple. In your struggle area, is it okay for one person to have more power? Like if y'all are always bickering about one specific area and it always goes with, say, Cam, for instance, like y'all are talking about it, discussing, arguing, if you will, but every time at the end, it's whatever Cam says.
Oh, like he always wins?
Right. Is that fair or should it always be kind of 50-50 or how do you?
Oh, I don't know because we don't have like disagreements like that. So I don't, nobody ever really is like the one who makes. I don't know.
For me.
What is power to you, babe?
For me, I'm going to say yes, it's fair because the Bible says.
But is that power though?
The head of every household is the man.
But to me, that doesn't.
More specifically, because we got a lot of people that allow the man to be the head of the household and they're not married, which means they're not in covenant. Okay. The Bible says the husband, right? So if the head of every household is the husband and the head of every husband is Christ, right? There's a hierarchy.
Okay, but like.
But I'm not done. But.
This is speed round.
In our household, we understand, in the speed round, in our household, we understand there are certain areas where because I'm the head, you're stronger at this. So this is your area. I may be stronger at this, so this is my area, right? But we have that understanding. So it's not a struggle. If that makes sense. If y'all follow me, let me know if you follow me. Does that make sense?
I think you being the head of the household and you having all the power per se is not the same thing.
But I think this, because this is a question from this website. So I'm thinking how the world would look at it. In the world, they're thinking authority and power and headship and submission. They're thinking like, oh.
Submission doesn't mean that I don't have any power, though.
No, but I just said this is how the world is thinking. I'm not saying that you don't. I'm just saying, like, I feel like this is how they would look at it. Because you know how today is, oh, the women, oh, we girl power and women power and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, the world's dynamic is to pit men and women against each other when really we need each other.
Right.
So it's not really it's not a power thing, but the world's going to make it about power because the devil's always going to twist and pervert stuff.
That's why I like that question.
I just asked it, you know, I just
because like what is power, like what does that mean? Like when people say like, oh, he has a lot of power, like how, like what does that mean? Like you can't make any, because there are relationships where some people abuse the head of the household thing and they be controlling their wives and like won't let them speak, won't let them do anything. Like, yeah, that is a power abuse. That's an abuse of power for sure. You can't make somebody, they're not your slave.
Right.
Because that happens a lot too, where men be like, no, you're supposed to submit. But then they basically like are just controlling.
But that's abuse.
It is abuse.
Right.
So is that like having all the power or is that abuse of power?
There's another question. I would consider that abuse.
Yeah.
It's an abnormal use.
Right. It's a misunderstanding
of
what the head of the household is supposed to look like. Woman, you're supposed to listen to me. Sometimes I want Cam to do that a little bit, though. I really do.
She say that. And then when I do it, then she be her little feelings.
It's a TikTok about that. I forget how it goes. Feelings be hurt. But it's a TikTok about that. Like, I want to be like told what to do, but like, I'm like, but not really.
Mm-hmm.
But I do, though.
This is going to tie into a show that we've been watching.
Okay.
All right. And it kind of matches you and I.
You and I.
Our story.
Okay.
Here it is. Y'all ready?
Is love blind?
Pregunta número. What is 10?
Diez.
Diez. Or Diez.
You asking him?
Diez. I was asking him because he's Blaxican.
Yes.
You see how long it took him to answer? It's just horrible.
I said it right away.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
He don't know.
No, you didn't. It's supposed he to be from Waukegan. He thought about it.
He from Waukegan.
Him being from Waukegan should be even better. Should have been quickly.
Hey, you know the United States 50% Hispanic.
Anyway. All right. Here it is. Can you truly love someone without ever having met them in person?
I seen this post that I reposted on Tumblr. We were so corny. Oh my gosh. Y'all just don't understand how corny me and Cam were.
You and I?
Yes. Yes, we were so corny. Ew. Dang, we were so in love, but we couldn't be near each other, so we had to be vocal about it. And it was just nasty. I look back and I'm like, we were so lovey. But it was this post and it was like, I fell in love with his soul before. Wait, I gotta find it now. Before ever seeing him in person or something like that. It was so corny. It was like, ew. But it was cute though.
After doing the study on what I've been studying about the heart, the mind, and the soul, 100%.
It says,
I 100% agree that you can fall in love.
I fell in
love without having met somebody.
I fell in love with his soul before I could even touch his skin. Lexus.
I just threw up a little.
She said she just threw up a little. That's so funny. But yes, we did. I was just talking about this on live on YouTube the other day about, because somebody asked me, how did I know I was in love? And I was like, well, I don't like the term in love because I chose to love you. I didn't feel the love feelings that in love people be saying that they feel. I didn't feel that when I knew I loved you. Like I didn't feel the like, oh, butterflies, ooh. I just knew. Like, yeah, I know I love him. But I hadn't even met you yet. And we had said we loved each other before we met in person.
We did.
About like maybe like a month before we met.
But okay. All right. Daniel, Lexis, what do y'all think?
Me personally, I don't think so, but I just think I probably wouldn't let myself.
Like in a catfish situation, that's what you think about.
Right.
But they be in love.
They do. So I do think it's possible. I feel like I just would be concerned.
You have to have okay. a level of the Lulu too though.
Okay, but all right. Let me throw a wrench in the situation. Okay. Do you think it's possible to fall in love within a matter of a week with someone that you haven't met?
No. With someone you haven't met?
You haven't met them in person. You haven't seen a picture of them. You don't know what they look like.
Yes.
You still think yes?
It worked for Lauren and Cameron. They still together.
Was it?
But I feel like.
It was, yes. They're only in there for like a week. They're only in the pods for like a week, man.
Because that's my thing. Okay, how long are they in the pods?
I think they're in the pods for like a week.
Consecutively.
I'm pretty sure it's a week.
I can ask my sources. They're in there for 7 consecutive days.
I can ask my sources, but I think it's less than 7. I feel like it's like 6. But I can ask. We'll confirm.
And how long do they have with the people that they quote unquote date?
But that's the thing, though. A lot of them, they went through multiple rounds of talking to multiple people. Some of them don't, though. Some of them find somebody they like and they just go on dates with them after that for like the rest of the time. Like they didn't like. There's like I don't feel nobody else. I like this person. I'm gonna talk to them, and then they.
I don't know.
I feel like you can fall in love with the idea of somebody in a week, but
so it didn't work for Lauren and Cameron. They weren't in love.
They loved each other probably, but
so then you can love somebody.
I'm saying they can love the idea of each other, but when they saw each other, it could have really made it like solidified. Like
I mean, because here's the thing for me, a week is kind of crazy.
Super crazy,
but. Okay.
It's love blind, guys.
Heart-mind connection. If you are going into an experiment with the sole purpose of finding someone and falling in love, your mind is talking to your heart and saying, like, if you're really in this, your mind is telling your heart, like, no, we gonna find somebody.
So, like, do you think...
So your mind is, like, you're training yourself... Basically, you're training your heart to fall in love.
But the heart is deceitful.
But I think...
The Bible does say that.
It depends on the person, too, because some people are more guarded and some people are more open. So maybe if you're more open to being in love, like in an experiment, then yeah, maybe you can. But I was real guarded, so it took me some time. I'm also the type, I got to build a really strong relationship with you before I can say I love you. So I don't know.
But even saying I love you... That doesn't mean that you actually love somebody.
Why not?
I used to do it all the time.
That's you.
But I'm just saying.
That's you not using your words wisely.
Because sometimes, it wasn't until Dad, you and I started talking, Dad made me read the book. Don't ask me for the book, y'all, because I tried to find it for y'all.
I want him to stop, never mention that book again. But
I got it. It's a part of.
Don't say the name of the book. My dad made me read a book, and you always gotta give so much detail.
But I'm not even saying that's the name of the book. I don't know. I'm just saying, like, this book was basically teaching you the difference between love and infatuation. I'm sorry if I give too much detail. I'm a sharer. Jeez, Louise, Batman.
It's all the comments. Anyways,
there may have been times where I thought I knew what love was, but I didn't know.
You didn't know.
So love. I was saying it, and I didn't even really know what love actually was.
You didn't know love till you met me. I think it's because you
pods weak.
I think
I don't know, bro.
Okay, so listen. If we had met in that kind of situation where it was escalated, and we had to talk for like 72 hours straight, do you think you would have fallen in love with me?
72 hours, like,
bruh. I mean, technically that's what's happening. They're in there for a while,
bruh.
They're in there like all day. So
we talked for 9 months.
Not even really 9. It was less than that, because there was some months in there where
I didn't
we wasn't
say
talking.
I love you until it was like 9,
but it was some months in there where we weren't talking for real because she was talking to somebody else. And then once that relationship didn't work out, then you was like, so it was really like, because we met in like February. We wasn't really talking.
We didn't meet in February. What are you talking about?
I mean,
we
not
met
meet.
In February.
We added each other on Facebook in February.
No, we didn't.
Yes, we did, babe. I have the text. I have the messages. It's February 2nd, 2010.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
We met on Facebook. We talked for a little while.
Okay, so that was still 9 months.
But we weren't talking for real, like, back and forth until, like, the summer. So, really, it wasn't even that whole, like, because I still had to graduate high school and stuff.
All of this. Really talking. But the timing, it all matters.
Okay. I'm just saying, like, we weren't talking that whole 9 months. Like, we weren't talking, like, for real. We were just, like, kiki-ing it a little bit.
Yeah, we were kiki-ing. And then there was a period where it escalated. And I was like, yeah, I need to be serious with her.
That's like the end of the year.
It wasn't the end of the year because.
Yeah, it was. I was in college.
It wasn't the end of the year.
Wow, we have very different recollections of what happened.
The end of the year when I took it serious?
I didn't know you was feeling me until like September or November of that year. Not November, October.
I don't have all the text messages and everything, but. I know the timeline because
I was in college and I was trying to talk to other
birthday
people.
Party, which was in the end of October.
Yeah, October.
And we were going on a trip down there and your dad was going to be there and me and my dad were going. Right. So
that's when you knew you liked me.
Yeah. But we had said we loved each other.
No, we did not.
Wait. So when did we say we loved each other?
Like the end of the year before you came to see me. It escalated quickly after that. When you told me you had a crush on me.
Okay, I said I had a crush on you.
You said you had a crush on me like right September, right. October.
Okay, okay, okay. Yeah, you're right, you're right, you're right.
Yeah.
So then,
within a month.
Then you helping my case even more because it took longer than, I thought it was like 8-9 months, but it took longer than that for me to even
We were friends. And then you said you liked me. And then like a month or two later, we was talking about we loved each other. So that in that short time frame, we went from I have a crush to I love this person. Let's get married.
That's months, though.
Like a month and a half?
Months. Months of us talking, communicating, sending videos, being on Zoom and Skype.
Zoom. Like, it wasn't Zoom. Zoom didn't exist back then.
We were on Zoom.
Zoom did exist back then.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
We weren't on Zoom.
I mean,
Uvu. 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 Was on Skype and Uvu.
Uvu. Uvu. Sorry. Sorry. Uvu. Skype I don't know why. Uvu literally reminds me of Zoom for some. I don't know why.
Like, Uvu was ghetto.
I don't know why it correlated the two.
Uvu was like Android.
Uvu was like how basically.
It was so blurry.
Skype was Apple Music and Uvu was Spotify before we really knew. Like Spotify is really dope.
Don't do Spotify. It was Android. It was giving Galaxy.
Uvu was. I don't know what. I can't even just.
Uvu is like green text message bubble.
Uvu was like Facebook Messenger video chat.
Ew. What is that? I don't even know what that is.
Exactly.
That's how long I haven't been on Facebook.
Lexus, her cousins be on it all the time.
Okay. All right. What was the question?
Is love blind? Can you find... Is love really blind?
I think so. I mean, it depends on the person, but I think so. So I'm gonna play.
I'm saying I don't think...
I don't advocate for the devil, but I'll play devil's advocate.
I don't think in a few days you can do that. But I think if you haven't seen someone, you know, a few weeks, a month... many months.
I think it worked for Lauren and Cameron, so.
I think you can get to the point of wanting to be in love with somebody, especially because I feel like with the premise of the show, you kind of feel pressured, like, one, you want to make it to actually be on the show, so you probably say these things or you intensify your affection. But I think once you get out of the pods and you actually spend that time, then it actually really develops. And so, like, they lasted, so then you can continue to last. But other than that, I feel like.
I think it can happen.
I think Lauren and Cameron are
an anomaly.
Exception.
They were meant to be together. That show literally exists because they needed to find each other.
That's what everyone says. Love is Blind was literally for Lauren and Cameron.
And that's
everybody
all.
Else and is that's just all. A byproduct.
Forget about Barnett and Amber.
Barnett and Amber, dude and Bliss, Zach and Bliss.
I think Barnett is scared of Amber, but okay. Bliss, yeah.
Yeah, they about to have a baby.
Yeah.
Wasn't that just last season?
No, that was like 2 seasons ago. 3.
Do they do
2?
No, but they do the multiple seasons a year, right?
Yeah. No, that was last year.
They do multiple seasons a year. It's one in the spring and then one in the fall.
Yeah, that was last year.
They do one that starts in Valentine's Day and then another one that starts like end of the summer.
Yeah. So, I mean.
This why ain't no couples lasting. They not putting in the work.
The season goes quick. I'm trying to tell y'all.
They not putting in that work.
All right. Is that all the questions that you had? All
right.
I feel like this can be deeper. What do you hate about me?
Whoa. That goes with a roast session.
Boom, roasted.
What is the best gift you've ever received from me?
The best gift? My wedding ring? Does that count?
I guess.
The wedding ring that I can't wear because it's broken.
It's that the most expensive.
The most expensive is for sure.
No, it's not.
We don't count the Jeep. I'm not counting the Jeep.
Okay.
I'm not counting the Jeep as a gift. Even though you tried to make it a gift, but I don't count it.
The ring is close. the ring is close to a brand new vehicle.
I'm still sad about that ring to this day. So that lets you know that that's my favorite gift. But I'm not a like gift person though. Gifts don't do it for me. So I like experiences and memories, monetary things. I mean, if the ring was a big deal, because I mean, it's a ring. It's a wedding ring, okay? And it's a really pretty ring too. Nobody else's ring looks like mine.
Pretty ring.
So you got some work cut out for you. When you get me another one, pretty you gotta ring. You gotta like. I don't know how you're gonna top that. I really don't, because it's got to be unique. Because I love how unique my ring was. So you got your work cut out for you.
I have an idea.
Okay, I trust you. Yeah, I think that's what's the best gift I ever got you? I've gotten you some good gifts, okay? I'm a good gift giver.
You have.
I got to toot my own horn a little bit. I'm a good gift giver. I am. Lexus, I got you some good gifts too.
You did. I was just saying, you just went from, I don't really care about gifts too.
I don't care about gifts, but that's how I show affection, so.
I think the one that sticks out the most, this is speed round, is I like it. In this manner, this experience was like, it changed my life forever. When, I think you did this for me.
Not you thinking about somebody else did something for you?
No, I think you did.
Oh, you think I did?
When, I went to Bandon Dunes.
Oh, I did send you away on a golf trip.
That was.
Actually, that was a good year because that was your 30th, right? And I did. Yep, I made you the video. I made you the video with everybody in it, and you were trying to not cry, but you definitely wanted to cry.
Yeah, that was
because I know he's a words of affirmations guy. So I had everybody
30 was special.
Say something
actually special
to him for his birthday.
30 was special. Dad got me a great gift. You got me a great gift. The video, mm-hmm. And then I did a video thanking everybody.
You did, and you had to go through and thank everybody individually.
Yeah, that was pretty special. I think about that all the time. I was like, man. Aww.
You're welcome.
I think my favorite gift to you would probably be, we went to Utah, right?
Yeah, for my birthday.
Yeah, Utah.
My 30th. The 30ths were great.
It was expensive as all get out dealing with Wanda Jean.
We're not going to talk about it because I'm still kind of mad at you.
I mean, that was still incredible. You almost died 17 times. She did. Vicky loves snowtivities.
It was so fun. I want to do snowtivities again. We didn't have a real winter this year, so I didn't get to do snowtivities. Xander didn't even get to wear his snowsuit.
We drove an hour and some change in a blizzard to go snowmobiling.
And we almost died. Well, I almost died.
No, just you.
She was just talking about that the other day about how I jumped. I'm like, why don't we have any video of me jumping off of that snowmobile? Like, I need to see my arms like this. We really did.
I had one.
We had a GoPro.
I had it.
And he wasn't recording in the beginning. So they missed it.
I didn't have no helmet thing, like no helmet clamp for
and
it.
You didn't see me.
So like I was holding it.
Wipe
and
out.
And then like it was cold outside. So then like my hands was freezing. But the great thing about the snowmobiles is they had hand warmers on the handles. So I was just trying to keep my hands on them handles.
We were 30 seconds out the gate and I was already dying.
Listen.
That was great. It's a great time.
All right. Here we go.
Oh, wait. You didn't ask them?
Yeah. What's the... Lexus, I know your ring.
Probably just the various different clothes Lexus got me.
Hey, Dan be fitted now.
Yeah, Lex has definitely turned your swag up. I ain't going home.
Turn my swag on. It's because
the stores we be going to before, I definitely was like, oh, they don't make nothing for me.
Yeah.
I've been saying, believing that since like elementary school. They don't make nothing my size.
Yeah.
Then we went in there and they happened to have, they got my stuff, so I'll be clean now.
Oh, dang, be dang, like sometimes I'm be like, bro, you the youth pastor, like
you sound like my dad.
You dress better than me. Like, go, man, hey, go preach. Like, you got, hey, you get, you the captain now. Like, that's funny. All right, and Lex, come on, just give it, you know, whisper it to Daniel and he'll say it in the mic.
She put her hand up.
Oh, okay. That ring.
Throw your hands up if you're a star. All right, here,
last question to end the night. If you could have any superpower to help with your relationship, what would it be?
I want
to
read your mind, babe. Know what you're thinking.
It's all right.
Ooh, do that again.
It's all right. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's really the only thing that would help. I don't want to be invisible because I see enough of you. And I mean, there's nothing I don't see.
Other that than just you made me think about
on a
that.
Toilet.
What movie pooping. Was that? Invisible Man or something? Because he'd never be on a toilet. That was great.
He'd be on a toilet forever. Be like, bro, come on. It's been 45 minutes. I mean, yeah, I think reading your mind is probably, I just be want to know what you be thinking sometimes, because you be.
Mind reading? You could pray and ask God for that.
No, definitely not.
Mind reading?
I mean, what else super am I going to do?
Superpower? I don't know. I guess that's your choice. Superpower.
I don't know. What else? What would you do?
I might have to say my reading too.
Why would you need to read my mind though? Because I tell you everything gonna be on my mind.
Babe,
I mean, I'm pretty much an open book. You could literally ask me anything and I'll tell you.
What you want to eat?
That. And if you read my mind, I'd be like, I don't want to answer that. I don't know. I don't care. But then I do care. So
exactly. So I, if I could go,
there is no. Brain, if I had a real answer, I'd give it to you.
There would be some figment of your brain cells that would communicate to me, this is actually what you really want.
There is never going to be that. And if it is, it's something really expensive that I can't get readily available to me. So.
And then I would also have unlimited resources to be able to get you whatever you wanted to eat. That would be my superpower.
Because at any moment, I want some oysters and some truffle pasta. And.
Boom.
And. I mean, I want omakase, like right now. I want a chef. I need a 5-course meal. That's the stuff I'll be wanting. So that's why I don't ever tell you what I want, because I can't get that right now. So.
Boom. I would be able to do all of that and more.
Okay.
Yep.
I think if anything else other than reading minds, I would want to be able to like teleport. So that we could go on vacations all the time and just like come back. Right. Just think about money and it pops up.
I think you're ready now.
Huh?
I think you're ready for Dragon Ball Z.
I've been ready, babe. I've been wondering. No, I've been ready.
No, you just watched Breaking Bad after.
But I brought up that I wanted to watch Dragon Ball Z.
I wanted
to bond with him.
It's been 10 years. Listen, it's levels. It's levels that you got.
I've been wanting to bond with you this whole time.
Just like sanctification is a process.
Because I make you watch everything that I loved growing up. So I feel like you owe me that as well.
I don't make you. Because I want it to be in you.
I want it.
What? Don't even. See?
Stop, I'm ovulating.
Her mind.
Stop trying to get me pregnant. Stop trying to get me pregnant.
This girl is crazy. Y'all pray for y'all sister.
Yo, Cal was preaching yesterday. He looked so good. I was taking pictures. I was like, ooh, let me go back upstairs. I can't.
This lady.
I sat down there longer than I needed to.
Lady is crazy. You was down there for a minute. I was like, Because normally she take pictures real quick. I'm like, dang, I hope she got some good ones.
I was just watching you. I was like, wow, look at him.
She had all the angles this time. And she went on my good side.
Well, because that's because they had the camera on the other side.
I was so proud. I was like, thank you.
So I couldn't sit over
for
there.
Finally going on my good side.
I don't like that side. I like the other side.
That other side is better for dad. It's a better angle. It's better for dad.
It's a better angle.
But this other side is better for me.
Babe, both your sides are beautiful.
You're supposed to say that.
I mean that.
All right, Daniel. If you could have any superpower.
I was going to say teleport too, but.
Aw, twins.
Because I'd be wanting to go places. It's a process.
But yeah, because if you could teleport, bruh, who needs first class?
Yes.
Who needs Emirates? Who needs 13, 14, 15, but 16, then, 17 hour flights?
I feel like if you can teleport and you can go anywhere you want and there's no like process to get there, then it makes it, does it still make it cool when you get there?
That we need to watch Jumper then.
Okay.
Because they was jumping everywhere.
Because I feel like part of the experience is you have to travel all the way across the world and you feel like you're somewhere else. But will you feel like you're still somewhere else if you don't have to travel that far?
Yeah. If I step outside, I feel like I'm not in my house.
I feel like if I wanted to, just for the experience and the fun of like doing first class or them shower on the 50,
first class is only there. First class is only cool if you're like flying somewhere far, because flying first class nowadays on like American, it's not nothing. You get a bigger seat, but it ain't really like an experience unless you get one of them big old planes like the one we was on at one time. They got the seats that recline and stuff like that, like the nice, the little pods and stuff. But otherwise, if you get on a regular first class that's halfway business, they're both first and business. Yeah. It's not as cool. You got to be on like first class Emirates or something, but that's like $20,000 flight.
$50 million.
But they're nice. You get a shower and everything.
All the money I saved from teleporting to the other places.
Emirates flight. Right, there you go.
Go to Emirates.
I don't know. I feel like if I could teleport, yeah, I guess. Maybe it's because we've been on like trips. And like part of this experience is like getting on the flight and being excited that you're going somewhere. So it just makes it like, oh, we're going somewhere.
I could have done without the long flights.
Really?
That's just me. But it is cool. Like,
because we would have never stopped in Qatar.
Right. Going to the Qatar airport, which is one of the great, probably top three greatest airports ever.
I wouldn't have known about it if I didn't have to stop there.
Very true.
You know?
Very, very true.
It's part of the experience.
It is part.
But then sometimes I do want to teleport though, because I don't be wanting to drive.
Or let's travel there and teleport back home.
Yeah, that flight home is always
like,
yuck.
Or like a road trip, like driving there.
I never want to go on a road trip. Never. We're going on a road trip. I never want to go on a road trip.
We did with Donovan and Taylor and them. Me, Lexus, mom, dad.
I have yet to go on a road trip where I had fun.
We went to Mall of America. It was cool.
I just
there used to be so many things that were
in
like
a car that long is
cool
not fun
in America, but like Mall of America is not even cool no more.
No, first of all, there are cool places in America though.
There are. Mom and Dad were just bragging about Clearwater, so apparently we got to
go. Like the whole like west, the left side of America is actually like really nice. The whole left side. The west side,
like that.
You know, I mean the east side cool, y'all.
Because
cool
I do,
too.
Yeah,
east side
it is.
Right, but the west,
Pebble Beach, Spyglass.
Oh my gosh! And he starts naming golf places. Okay, I'm talking about the mountains and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like the mountains,
man.
Because Colorado was so cool.
Still gotta play
fun in Colorado.
Quivira.
That's Mexico.
I know. So I still gotta play it. It's west.
It is.
It'll
west.
Be looking like it tastes good in the west. All them pictures, the air be looking crispy.
It is. Yeah. It is crispy.
It don't taste good though. It's small. It's
actually
smoggy.
The crispiest air I've ever experienced was in Ohio. When we was in that
Hocking Hills.
When we was hiking. That air was
That's crazy.
It felt like was the breath of heaven. Like I promise you, we felt like we was in a cloud.
Seriously.
That air was so pure.
It was wild. We walked on a trail and it was like a slight little waterfall type deal.
Yes.
Like
them trails were so pure.
It was insane.
I couldn't believe I was breathing that way.
Like purified air. You talking about purified water? No. For us, it's purified air.
It was pure. It was just wow.
That air, if you could bottle it up and breathe it.
I wish I could breathe that every day.
It'd be amazing.
You know how like the Dyson fan air, it just be so clean? That's how it felt the whole time we were there.
But with a slight tinge of humidity.
Yeah. I just can't explain it. It felt like, you know, the scripture that says the deer panteth. It felt like the deer panteth. That's when I read that, that's what I
it was envisioned. Like the wind of the God.
The
deer
panteth. The dew in the morning, it gently rests. That's what it felt like. It was 100%. Ethereal.
100.
Ethereal. That's where he breathed on Adam and Eve. He breathed, yes.
The ruach.
That is how
the Eve. The breath of God.
That's how Eden felt, I'm sure.
Well, song says, let's get back to Eden and sit on top of the world.
Wow. Right. Okay.
Well, hey, listen, we love y'all. I pray that today's pod blessed you. We are so excited and so elated that you guys are here with us yet again. All right. We forgive us for last week. For some reason, Patreon has not been letting us upload the videos.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Patreon, what's going on? Like, we made a promise to our people. And like, we're not even able to uphold our end of the promise, but God.
Okay.
Hatatapansi. God.
That was so ugly. Please don't.
Will never go back on his word. If he said it, I believe it. If he said it, I believe it. My God. I don't know who I'm talking to. Biggie is so annoyed. But listen, man, we love y'all, man. It's such a privilege, such an honor to sit down.
Why are you doing this?
And talk to y'all and just share. And
you sound like a...
Because we really be touching people's lives, man. And I don't take that for granted.
Such a privilege, you know, and an honor.
Like, we like legit, it's dope. Like, I'm not... And we're, it's... you know? We just speaking from the heart.
Giving honor to God.
First giving honor to God.
That's how you sound.
Ahead of my life.
Such a privilege and an honor.
So.
My only wife.
We're not going to belabor the time. Love y'all. God bless y'all. We'll see y'all again for another episode of Everything Is We. See y'all again. Hit the like. Subscribe. Drop a comment.